Nice to be here. I'm Steve Goss, along with Mara Davis on St. Patrick's Day. So, Mara, let me ask you this question, okay? What is Irish and stays outside all summer long? Patio furniture. Okay, so now that we've got that out of our system, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day.
That is mildly funny. Okay, I'll give it to you.
All right.
Well, of course, St. Patrick's Day in full force for a lot of people, but some of these shows are not necessarily along the lines of the Irish, but they are along the lines of entertaining. Over at Eddie's Attic, Mike Ferris is playing. Now, you may remember the Screaming Cheetah Wheelies, and they were, boisterous and fun and crazy, but Mike Ferris has changed a little bit in the sense that he hasn't necessarily toned it down from that band, but he is in recovery, he is totally sober, and he won a Grammy for Best Roots Gospel Album in 2015 for Shine for All the People. Now, he feels that there's a stigma associated with organized religion, and he's not necessarily a churchgoer, but he worships with his fans on stage. I love that.
Yeah, and he's really unusual in that way. His music has been described as real deal rot gut gospel.
Another huge thing for me that plays big, he's got 10 dogs. So
Irish setters, any of them? We don't know.
Maybe.
Could be.
That's Mike Ferris at Eddie's Attic tonight.
Saturday night at Terminal West. Naughty Professor is in town. Interesting name for a band, especially considering the type of band they are.
Well, they are kind of naughty and smart, so it actually works perfectly. If you like the big New Orleans brass sound that's a little bit funky and a whole lot of fun, this is a band you want to see live because they really give it all they've got. They've got a new LP and tour. The album's called Identity. That's Naughty Professor at Terminal West on Saturday night. Let's move on to Sunday night over at the Earl. Now, here's something you're going to hear me talk about the next couple of weeks, South by Southwest. A lot of bands that are coming through town are, here after they play Austin or before Austin, since so many bands are getting ramped up or being discovered there. One artist that I particularly like is a gal named Steph Chura. She's going to be playing the Earl on Sunday night. Now, she's opening up for another band called Sad 13. And her sound is like a Throwing Muses meets Liz Phair, maybe some old Go-Go's. She's from Michigan. She's got that Detroit rock sound. Give me something and I don't know what it's
for. Her debut album just came out. Messes is the name of it, and it's on Urinal Cake Records, which I think,
Hey, we worked in Dookie into last week's report, and we got Urinal Cake in this week's. That is Sad 13 with Steph Chura playing at the Earl on Sunday night.
Also on Sunday night at City Winery, Matt Ward, who has a million different aliases from Full Fat to Insta Flava to Boom Squad to Hot Snacks. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a producer, he's a remixer, and which means he's incredibly talented.
So talented. I just call him M. Ward, and he's doing a two-night stand over at City Winery, so he's going to bring his Portland vibes to Atlanta, but he's got a new album out called More Rain with so many guest appearances on the album. Everybody from Nico Case, Katie Lang, Peter Buck is on it. It's a great album, and it's he puts on a very memorable performance because he has that Phil Spector big sound, in a sense, where he turns something that's, minimal into something that sounds maximum. That's M. Ward for two nights, Sunday night and Monday night at City Winery.